വെൽക്കം ടു ഒറീസ സ്റ്റേറ്റ് ഓപ്പൺ യൂണിവേഴ്സിറ്റി ഇന്റർനെറ്റ് റേഡിയോ പ്രജ്ഞാവാണി.
ഹലോ എവ്രിവൺ, ഐ ആം സുദത്ത. ഐ വിൽ ബി ടേക്കിംഗ് കൺസ്യൂമർ ലോസ് ആൻഡ് ആർ ടി ഐ ഇൻ കണ്ടിന്യൂഷൻ വിത്ത് ദ പ്രീവിയസ് വീഡിയോസ് ദാറ്റ് ഐ ആം ഓഫറിംഗ്. സോ അഗെയിൻ ഐ വിൽ സ്റ്റാർട്ട് വിത്ത് ദ ഡെഫിനേഷൻ ഓഫ് ദ കൺസ്യൂമർ ടു ക്ലാരിഫൈ ഓൺ ദ പ്രീവിയസ് വീഡിയോ ദാറ്റ് ഹൗ വാട്ട് ആർ ദ വാട്ട് അണ്ടർ ദ ഡെഫിനേഷൻ ഓഫ് കൺസ്യൂമർ പ്രൊട്ടക്ഷൻ ആക്ട് വാട്ട് ആർ ദ തിങ്സ് ദാറ്റ് ആർ ഇൻക്ലൂഡഡ് ഹൗ എ കൺസ്യൂമർ നീഡ് ടു ബി പെയ്ഡ് അണ്ടർ റിലേറ്റിംഗ് ടു ദ കൺസിഡറേഷൻ വാട്ട് ഇസ് ദ ബെനിഫിഷ്യറി ഓഫ് സർവീസസ് ആൻഡ് ദ സർവീസസ്. സോ ഐ വിൽ സ്റ്റാർട്ട് വിത്ത് ദ കമേർഷ്യൽ പർപ്പസ് വിച്ച് ഇസ് വെരി ഇമ്പോർട്ടൻ്റ്. Now, commercial purpose. Now, on the concept of commercial purpose, many of the consumer complaints are been denied, saying that this services or this defect includes commercial services, for which most of the complaints are denied in the consumer forums. So, what we understand by a commercial purpose, how the court should decide that it is for a commercial purpose and this is for a self-employment, where you are on where you are purchasing a good or you are purchasing a community for your own livelihood. So to understand commercial purpose, now again commercial purpose means when you are saying it is for a commercial purpose, it means that it is for commerce where you want a profit out of it. Now profit, again it is differentiated. The profit may be it is for your own livelihood or for a business purpose to make more. So we'll make it understand with two case studies. One is Lakshmi Engineering Works versus PSG Industries, AIR 1995, Supreme Court 1428. Now, in this case, what happened? I'm not discussing the facts. I'm directly going what Supreme Court has decided. Now, Supreme Court has said how you will decide that it is for a commercial purpose. One is where the commercial business should have a nexus with the close and direct nexus with the commercial activity. Now, on the basis, again, the same term, I'm repeating the facts and circumstances. Now, again, the court will decide whatever earnings, that is annually or monthly or quarterly, whatever the person is earning, that is only for his livelihood. Again, it depends upon the facts, how they will decide the livelihood of a person in a family, how many persons are there, what is the maximum number of, income you want to leave his livelihood. Again, the court will decide on the facts to consider that whether it is considered for a commercial purpose or not. Now, it depends upon that has to be a close and direct nexus with the commercial business. Then only the court can decide whether it is for a commercial purpose or not. For example, suppose I'll give you an example that in a Xerox machine. Now, usually in a family, a person wants 15 to 20,000 to leave his livelihood. Now, if that person is earning 2 lakhs or 3 lakhs rupees from that company, then that cannot be considered for a livelihood or self-employment. That will be considered. Now, for example, in one, the person is having 10 Xerox machines or 50 Xerox machines. So, that cannot be used for self-employment. It will directly considered as a commercial purpose. Again, I will give you another case study of Chilkuri Others versus ESSV Construction 2012 Volume 3 CPG, stands for Consumer Protection Journals, 315, where it says when a person is purchasing a flat. Now, if a person is purchasing one flat, that can be considered and that will be considered as a livelihood, or that can be considered, that will come under the definition of consumer if, for example, any dispute is arising. But if the person is purchasing 10 flats in the same construction from the same construction company, he cannot be considered as a consumer. Definitely, the person will be coming under, the person is using the property for commercial purpose. So there we differentiate who is a consumer, who can file a consumer application, and who can't file a consumer application if the person is doing resale of the goods and services or doing it for a commercial purpose. So I think you have understood what is the definition of who is a consumer and what is the purpose of consumer commercial purpose. Then we'll come to the complaint. Who can file a complaint? Now, under Section 2(1)(b) of Consumer Protection Act, who can file a complaint, which is very important. A business person cannot file a consumer complaint. It has been categorized under 5 heads. One is a consumer can file a complaint. Any voluntary association who is registered under Companies Act 2013, a state government and central government can file a consumer complaint. One or more consumer having same interest. For example, a group of persons are there who have used a product which is having the same defect and they have a same cause or same interest or same amount of compensation. 10 or 15 persons are asking for. So a group of person having the same interest can file a consumer complaint before the consumer forum. And last is the legal heir. In case of the death of the person, the legal heir can file a consumer complainant. So these are the 5 categories of person who are called as the complainant under Consumer Protection Act 1986. Then we'll come to the complaint. Now, what is a complaint? Now, every complaint is not considered as a consumer complaint. So, there are certain definitions or you can say certain problems that has already cited under the Consumer Protection Act where you can allege that this is a consumer complaint. So, your complaint has to be coming under the definition of complaint. Now, what type of complaint? If there is a defect in good, if there is a deficiency in services, medical negligence cases, food adulteration, poor quality of goods and services, if the price of the commodity is more than the MRP price, that complaint petition has to contain this type of offenses so that can be filed before the consumer forum, which is there in section 2 subsection 1c. 2(1)(c) it is described as under the Consumer Protection Act what is a complaint. Then we'll come to a consumer dispute, the last important provision under the Consumer Protection Act is the consumer dispute. Now, for example, if you don't have a dispute, then the consumer forum will not accept your application. Now, you should have a consumer dispute. Now, what is a consumer dispute? Now, for example, a person has filed an allegation and the manufacturer is accepting that, then that cannot be considered as a consumer dispute. Now, when a consumer dispute arises, now consumer dispute has been mentioned or it has been defined under section 2(1)(e) where it says if the manufacturer or the service provider is alleging that he or she has not done any dispute or he has not provided any poor quality, he is denying his allegation on the complaint, then only a consumer dispute arises where the relief or compensation is provided. Otherwise, if the consumer dispute doesn't arise, then no question of compensation or relief or replacement of the product or services is provided. So this is all about the important provisions before we know the defect in services and deficiency in goods. Then we'll discuss about the pecuniary jurisdiction of the 4 forums and the role of consumer councils in the next video. Thank you.